give me your shot. In other words, show me how you meditate. And then see, I can correct a little bit if necessary. So let's start with the meditate. As I always try to explain, the most important part is sit comfortably. Physical part of your body, sit comfortably. As comfortable as you can. And then using gestures that you already know. Using all those gestures that you know. Now, if you don't remember, or you don't know, or you don't remember any of gestures, the best tip I can give you is look around and see who sits really good. Copy them. Copy them, like copy machine. So you copy them. Who sits really nice around you? Copy them. Who listens to Dharma wonderfully, copy them. Who was more successful in a spiritual journey, copy them. And who are more positive, their life, their everything, you copy them. And who is less complaining, you copy them. Who seems more happier? You copy them. Who seems more stable? Copy them. They all become your teacher. Wow, did I really say that? Yes. If we know how to collect, if we know how to appreciate every instant, everything happening in a life, there is always a lesson. There is always something you can learn. Problem is that we don't recognize, or we don't realize, we don't understand that everything happened in a life, there is a lesson. There is a reason. There is a reason for the season. There is a reason for the season. There is lesson. If you collect all the lessons you learn entire your life, you will possess a pool of wisdom, pool of experience. And that is what makes you become more and more special, more and more reliable, more and more stable, more and more stronger. So the door curtain, can you close? My focus is a bright light. There. So, first part of the meditation, physical part of meditation is, I want you to use all what you got As I begin to talk, I want you to capture the message and then put into the position that you need to. In other words, if I'm talking about your knee, I want you to check on your knee. If I'm talking about your eye, you need to check your eye. And just something like that. And meditatively, everybody meditatively. And because the time is very important, we do little practice out of oceans of problem. Meditation is a few drops of healing and a special thing. The rest of the day, we don't meditate and we confused. I'm in the page 45, stillness, insight, emptiness. This book is meditation instructions. I use many, many years of working on this with many, many students, help, and it created not for no reason. It created for menu for meditation instructions. So I'm in page 45. So before we go to page 45, perhaps I need to talk about the page 39, go through the physical postures. So, first and foremost, when we sit, unless you sit on a chair, legs in a Bajra posture. So the legs on a Bajra posture, legs in a Bajra posture, it's wonderful. And if you are more flexible. If you have more flexible, then you can do Bajra posture. Bajra posture is legs totally cross each other and like this kind of the way my hand doing. And then a Sadhu posture, one of the leg is on the other side, opposite thigh, but the other one is flat on the ground, which is much easier. But the last not least is as long as you can sit upright. Our body is amazing. Where we train them, it will become like that. But when we forget to train our body, then the body becomes more rigid. Is that word rigid? So legs in a Bajra posture, it is very good if you look at the Buddha statue and tankas. If you don't know how to sit, if you can, whatever you can. So that is a leg like L-E-G-S, legs and vajra posture. Hands and mudra of meditation. Mudra of meditation will be something like this. Mudra of meditation is something like this. Put both arms on two knees with the two arms. Comfortable tripod. Why don't you do it? So you get a practice sitting. It is important the tripod because you go into deep absorption, so you don't fall out on the fellow meditators. Or it is important you don't fall asleep either also. Tripod is very stable and calm. And it is recommended for beginners, tripod. And more advanced, then you bring two hands and tip of the thumb slightly touch or almost touch in front of chakra. It's called tia or navel chakra. This gives you world of confusion all bring into center. The world, W-O-R-L-D, world of confusion in your brain, in your mind, bring into center. And center of yourself. Bring all into center. So hands put together, legs across, and the vajra posture. Thumbs are slightly touched. Minds are alert and meditate straight and calm and yet clear. Calm and clear. Clear means clear crystal. Nothing in it. Clear crystal. If there is not so clear like crystal, then you are not meditating properly because you are not so clear. Shoulders spread like the wings of vulture. If it's not straight, go to chiropractor. If the right side, left side is higher, because you carried the school book too long. Makes big difference because those books are so heavy. And these days you have to carry laptop too, so it's more heavy. So the chiropractor might fix you so your right side shoulder and left side shoulder both be even. Even and straight and no crooked. Shoulders spread like the wings of vulture. Wings of the vulture is very balanced, very powerful, has a lot of strength. Lot of strength. Strength means lot of power in it. So your shoulders should be uplifting and with lots of power in it. So the weight is the heaviness. Weight of your body, as I always say, again, distribute equally in four directions, including up and down. You see, when you sit, gravity pulls you down. The Mother Earth takes you down. But I want you to bring in a balance the weight as much as down to the earth, as much as up in space. So the weight is distributed up and down balance, and right, left, forward, backward balance. What a beautiful balance if you can do that. You can sit all day, there is no complaining about your knee. There is no complaining about your spine if you can do that. Let me give you one example. When Buddha began to sit down, he says, I'm not going to stand up until I achieve enlightenment. You think there is any time frame? It's the power. That is the determination. That is the dedication. Where is your dedication? Where is your determination? Can you do 5 minutes? 10 minutes? Out of 24 hours? I'm not taking your 24-hour time. I'm not asking that. Simply, very short period of time. The shoulders are spread like the wing of the vulture. In ancient time, vultures very happy when somebody died, particularly humans. And it is very economic because funeral services cost $5,000 to $10,000. That's what people, some of the people I know, they never have $10,000 in their life. $10,000 is too much, especially by the time when you died, you may not have $10,000 in your pocket. You may even owe big money for the hospital. So in ancient time, the birds get a little party. Nothing wrong with it. We eat everything we can. Anything moving on earth, we eat them. And you are very, very picky. Certain living beings you don't want to eat, but your other brothers, sisters, they are enjoying that. So overall, everything is in the menu, except if it's not eatable, like rock. Even rock, some living beings are eating it, believe me. Even rocks are some animals saying, oh, this is nice candy. Just because we don't, it doesn't mean the others don't enjoy. Dirts are very yummy food. Maybe not for humans, for others. Anyway, carry away. So, next part is neck, N-E-C-K, neck slightly bent like a hook. And practice that. Quoting instruction, if you too bend, immediately dullness will take over. The dullness is D-U-L-L, and dullness means become a very not too clear. And the more dullness means more likely you will sleep. And if you lift up your chin too high, more wake. But one problem there also. One problem is you might be traveling all over the world where your body looks like in meditation. That's also not good, because the meditation means watch your mind. We need to meditate and presence with the mindfulness, awareness on the cushion, in the shrine room, in a Buddhist temple, and in front of your Dharma brother, Dharma sisters, your Sangha, in front of your Lama. You're not here sign that go all over the world where your body is here. So don't do that. So if you're sleepy, lift up a little bit, but maybe not to lift up too high. Because too high means you'll be traveling all over the world. And hopping, jumping, and also scattered. The word I use scattered mind. Scattered mind, it's everywhere. It's everywhere, so you can't concentrate. Problem. So next, neck slightly bent like a hook. Spines straight as an arrow. I've been talking about arrow a lot, hoping you go to chiropractor, make sure your spines are straight. And the more you watch your spines are straight, a less problem when you get older. Because the spine, when dislocated too long, it can cause a lot of problems. And your back spine is very weak, and you can't, it contributes that you can't pick up the heavy stuff. And also, flexibility of your body. Mobility, is that word? Mobility. Mobility become not very workable. In other words, very difficult for you as we get older and older. So chiropractor, fix your spine. Make sure they're in a word I use, alignment. Means alignment, is that word, or I'm making up? Alignment means make sure they're straight and they should be where it should be. Nothing should be sticking out, or nothing should be crashing each other. The spine. Spine have to be very balanced. One way you do is when you meditate, you lift half of the weight up in the air, up and down, and that way spine become more natural and straight. So no pressure crashing down. No pressure crashing down on your spine. So spine have to be like arrow, and not crooked arrow. More like straight arrow. Believe it or not, as we get older, it gets a little crooked. It also gets smaller, generally speaking. The smaller means the knots of the spine, they get smaller, and a little crooked. And plus, if it's not straight and you don't straight, if you have problem, you will notice more problem on your back from your spines. Spines are straight as an arrow. How you do? Person sitting in front of you, how he or she sits. Copy that now, right now. No mañana, hoy. Ahora, right now. Yeah. Eyes gazing about 4 fingers from the tip of your nose. If you're a beginner, keep your eyes closed. Perhaps your concentration is a little better. But if you're sleepy, perhaps open your eyes. The movement of the eyes has a lot to do with the movement in the mind. So your eyes should be more stable, and then mind is also stable. When you become more and more meditation, become more and more second nature, keep your eyes slightly open. Not widely, but slightly open. But if you're leveling whatever you see, perception, you're leveling and interpreting, that's not meditation here. So your eyes are open, seeing things, not necessarily has anything to do with your concentration or meditation. Should be separate, what were you seeing? Or you seeing whatever, you using the eye consciousness or eye sensory sight, you speak of this object and link with your mindfulness and awareness. It might work together like that. Same with the feelings. The feelings in conjunction or the togetherness, the feeling of pain or feeling of happiness or feeling of sad, feeling of scare or terrified or feeling of something, and in conjunction with that, with the mindfulness, mind consciousness, and use that as an object of meditation, meditation object. It will work really good. You can do that. Last but not least is your mouth. Boca grande. No. That mouth is not big. Okay. So lips naturally relax and tense against the palate. Palate, the upper part of the mouth. So lips naturally close means the mouth close, but doesn't have to be too pressure on it. Gentle close. And tongue against the palate. If your tongue is against the palate, you don't have to swallowing. Is that word? Swallowing slavers. What do you call it? Saliva, slivers. You don't have to do that too much. So touch the tongue, upper part. See how it meditate. Lips naturally relax and tongues against the palate. In ancient time, meditators, when they meditate, they are full-time meditators, or the great diligence they have. So they sit too long, and there were discussion on meditation instructions. They're saying, if you slightly open your mouth and meditate many hours, then the bugs of very interested about your mouth, and they begin to make a nest. So you will have free food. By the time when you come back from meditation, there is a mouthful of food. But it might take many hours. We're talking about a long period of time. So the instruction says keep your mouth a little bit closed so that bugs don't get in. Now, we're talking about the serious meditators. So if you do only 5-10 minutes, you might not need to worry about that. We might not need to worry about the bugs get in. So these are the 7 Vairochana Dharma gestures. The Vairochana means Vajra postures, the Vajra postures. The reason connotation about Vajra posture is It is so powerful if you use all these seven whenever you meditate. It's so powerful that it makes your mind more easy to control. Mind meditation become more easier when you use all seven Vairochana gestures. So why don't we use that? Why don't you learn that? Why don't you use that as an instrumental, beneficial for your meditation? Why don't we use? Let's use that and meditate right now.
So, physical gesture, posture is equally physical. Sorry about physical posture is equally important as a mental posture. So the idea is first we work on the physical postures, the body, how incorporate with meditation. We work on our body, how to sit properly, and learn all these seven Vairochana gestures, use that. And once we adapt into physical posture very well, or once we adapt into that in our framework of meditation, then work on the mental gestures. So the mental gesture is, it seems it affects with the physical gestures. They seems like interconnected with each other. So by saying that, the physical put into a meditation gesture properly, and the mental gesture become more easier, more control, or more available. Now, there is a tremendous harmony between mind and body, because mind seems like mind seems like everywhere part of the body. And also, every uncomfortable happening in the physical body, the mind involvement there. Mind is also involved with that. Even though mind is beyond pain and sickness, beyond pain and sickness, mind is beyond pain and sickness in terms of physical sickness and injury, hurts physically. Because their relationship so closely and unenlightened beings can't differentiate, is the your mind is sick or is the body is sick, or perhaps both sick. So, in other words, your physical body have problems. Now you have mental also problem, because this seems like hard to differentiate each other. They only separate when you died. So until you are not dead, you can't even differentiate them. And that is fact. A great meditators figure out or find out you can have a pain and suffering physical body, but you don't have to be pain and suffering with your mind. Because mind is beyond sickness, beyond death, perhaps beyond birth. If something is beyond death, it must be beyond birth. If it's not born first place, there is no question of death. Because death is connected with birth. Something decayed, then it connected with the creation, created. So if it's not created, there's no decayed, if I'm using the right word, decayed. Dissolution, decayed. Anyway, great meditators can differentiate. In other words, great meditators, if the body gets old, And God terminal disease. Is that word term? Terminal disease. Like body is not functioning well. Called disease. I think word we use cancer or something. Cancer. Or some problems. Or just basically old age. Getting old. No particular problem they find, but you know you have problem. Just doctors can't find any problem. Does not mean you don't have problem, because you know you have problem. So the great meditator, you see, great meditator realize, their realization is, they know the body is losing. But they know you're not losing your mind. They also know the body has a pain and suffering. But they know you're not suffering in the pain. Your mind. So they can separate mind from body. Before death, you don't wait until death when they separate. Way before that, they can separate that. It is only available to do that. Well, who can do that? It's great meditators. See, if you are a great meditator, you can do that. You can say, my body is getting old and not able to do things I can do when I was young. But my mentally, I'm not sick. I'm fine. It's a wonderful. Now we're talking about mental affliction. That's different. That does not mean mind is your mind itself has afflicted negative emotions. But the mind is confused surrounding whereas the mind itself is a, let's put an example, it's like diamond. Your mind is basic goodness. Basic goodness is like diamond. But if the diamond is fall in a toilet and went down to a 20, 30 feet old human waste. So they were surrounded with the diamond. What do you expect? Not that I'm saying you experience it like that, but close enough. Close enough that confusion, illusion, negative emotions that your mind deal with day to day life is nevertheless parallel with the diamond in a toilet. So the question is, it's your diamond of Buddha nature. Is the problem, or is the surrounding everything is the problem? I will say environment is the problem. Environment means the surrounding, circumstances. You're not the problem, but you have problem. Knowing that, according to Buddha, according to Buddhist teaching, or according to Buddhist doctrine, that dikpa chikjing mesa yin, giva putsun tsokpa yin, rangi sinni yonsun dana sanje tenpa yin, giva putsun tsokpa, engage in a virtuous action day and night, your body, your speech, your mind. Engage in a virtuous action day and night,
out of your body, speech, mind. Dikpa chikyam mazay. Gewa phunsong chobwaye. Never involved with the negative karma. Your body, speech, mind. That means you're not involved with your mentally, physically, and verbally. Is the word verbally? Speech. So, Dikpa Chikyang Mewaba Gewa Phunsong So, Rang Sen Yonsundar. The only one important thing you have to watch in your universe, in your world, WORLD. The most important thing you have to watch is your mind. If you watch your mind, you watch everything. If you don't watch your mind, you didn't watch anything. So it says, Dikpa Chikyam Nisa Jin Gwa Phunsong So Rang Sen Yonsun Dor. You work, you watch, only one important thing, it's your mind. Then Sanje Tenbai. Well, those who do that, those three parts we mentioned here, those who involve with those three parts of what we talk about here, those who involve with that, it says the last sentence, then Sanje Tenbai. You are involved with the doctrines of the Buddha, Dharma. Or you are connected, you are exercising the doctrines of the Buddha, Dharma. So once again, Dikpa Chikyam Mewayin Gewa Phusun Sobayin Rang Sen Yonsun Don Dun Sanje Tenbayin. This is the doctrine of Buddha, Dharma. So if you think you are holder of the doctrines, followers of the Buddha Dharma, then this is homework for you. Thank you very much.